This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this week are Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Great to see you. Malia, welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Did you actually go on one of these things called vacation?
I did, and I went down to sunny San Antonio, Texas, which was, I think the high was about 40 when I was there.
Oh,
so it wasn't the sun and warmth I was looking for, but I think it was a little better than it was here.
I was going to say, compared to what you came home to, I think you probably did all right. Well, great to have you back. And we got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to be talking Social Security today, a very important topic, especially when we look to 2018. Before we get rocking and rolling, of course, we've got the Kloss Quiz question of the week, a really cool opportunity to win a great prize. We'll be giving away a little bit later in the program a $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. We'll explain how you can win that later on in the show, but a little pro tip, just listen close to the show. Typically, the answer comes up during the program. Let's look back, though, on last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week and do not only the question, but get the answer as well for folks.
Absolutely. So what we discussed last week was how many days of vacation did the average American take in 2017? And those are good questions for everyone to look back on. The answer was the average American today is taking approximately 16.8 vacation days per year, which is actually up a little bit. So thanks for all those who actually were listening last week. We appreciate that, and thanks for calling in.
And as mentioned, we'll do a new one this week. I will tell you again, listen closer to the program. Typically, the answer comes up. Got a $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. Again, we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Let's talk about Social Security, and we're kicking off the year. There's going to be some changes. Let's talk about some of the positive changes. What do people need to know when it comes to Social Security in the new year?
Yes. So we are always positive on this show, Sean.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Yes. So I encourage people who are listening to this topic. Social Security is always a hot topic for our listeners. And so please call in with your questions. We love getting them and answering them live on the air. It's kind of fun. There's all these different iterations. If people do stump us, by the way, it's usually on a Social Security question. But yes, so here is the good news in being positive on Social Security. This year, recipients are getting a 2% cost of living adjustment, also known as COLA, which sounds pathetic, by the way, but it's actually the biggest increase we've had in 6 years. Because as most people know, in 2008, 2009, interest rates came slamming down, and so inflation has more or less been dead. And so there hasn't been much in the way of inflationary increases for 6 years now. This is the most significant one we have seen in 6 years. So while that may not sound like much, it actually works out to about $27 more per month for the average retired worker. Exactly. So now, here's the reality. People sometimes try to get pessimistic on this and say, well, yeah, but my Medicare supplement costs went up by $30 a month, or my Part D prescription plan went up. And so they'll kind of gripe about it and say, well, therefore, I didn't feel the increase of Social Security. That may or may not be true for each person listening to this show, but it doesn't change the fact that that increase will benefit the average American to the tune of about $27 a month.
Great information. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number a little bit later in the program. We'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Let's talk about then the maximum, the big number. How much can I receive each month? That went up a little bit as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so people are always interested. What if I'm like a top income earner and I max out on Social Security every year? What would be the maximum benefit I could receive at my full retirement age? So a quick rough reminder for people, 62 is typically the earliest you can draw unless you're a widow. Widow's benefits start as early as 60. Your full retirement age, also known as your FRA, is somewhere between 66 and 67 for all Americans. If you want to know what yours is, just go to ssa.gov and sign in. And then delayed retirement credits end at the age of 70. So for an average American, in 2018, the full retirement age maximum benefit, so the maximum somebody could get if they maxed out Social Security during their lifetime, is $101 per month increase, $101 per month increase. That's a big deal, by the way. Now, as a reminder, how do we calculate this, or how does Social Security calculate it? Well, Social Security takes into account your length of work history and earnings history. In particular, it accounts for your highest 35 years of earnings inflation adjusted. So when we're talking about $101 a month increase, we're talking about somebody who maxed out their Social Security benefit with inflation adjustment over the last 35 years. That's a pretty high income earner. It's not the majority of Americans are going to be, you know, hitting that $2,800 a month number. But either way, pretty significant increases, things we're excited about.
What about then for, you know, kind of regular folks and trying to figure out, okay, what's my payment going to be? How do I kind of calculate what that payout will be then?
Yeah, so it's to become eligible to receive Social Security benefits, it's you have to have 40 credits or 10 years of income. But then to calculate your total benefit once you become eligible, it's your highest 35 average years inflation adjusted. That inflation adjusted is a big deal. Now, again, if you have 20 years, it doesn't mean you're not eligible because all you need is 10 to become eligible. But it's up to 35 years of your highest inflation-adjusted wages.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. You can, of course, find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Continue our conversation with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not going to cost anything, by the way, for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you have questions for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We're in a new year. That means some changes are taking place. Some, of course, affect Social Security. Some great information so far. Let's talk about something I hear talked about, which is the full retirement age, it's going up, huh?
It's going up just for Sean, so he gets to start Social Security at 80, I think it was. But the one thing to know about Social Security is no matter what you hear today, if you're a few years from collecting Social Security, trust me, some of the rules will have changed by then. So you really do want to keep up on this because eventually the change of rules could affect you. We just like to highlight what's changed today. So as CJ previously mentioned, full retirement age is an important age to understand. They call it the FRA. And so the fact is that full retirement age is rising in 2018, so eligible retirees who were born in 1956 will have to wait until they're 66 years and 4 months before they'll be able to receive 100% of their monthly retirement benefit. So actually, compared to last year, that's for those people born in 1955, that's increased by an extra 2 months. So it's important to understand, CJ again mentioned earlier, at age 62 is the earliest for the average person that they can start collecting Social Security. But if you don't collect it early, your benefits continue to grow. And they grow, at least at this point in time, by about 8% per year until you reach age 70. So we've said this many, many times on the show. The longer you wait to make claim for your benefit, the more you're going to get. So your full retirement benefit, your FRA again, is 100% of your payout. So you can claim it anytime between that age 62 and your full retirement age, or you can wait beyond that up to age 70. I don't know how many times we've tried to drill it into people. There is no reason to wait past age 70. It's not going to go up past that, so you should be collecting. But just understand what the implications are, because if you do draw it before your full retirement age, it does permanently reduce your benefit going forward. It's very important to understand that. And again, as CJ mentioned, go to ssa.gov, find out for yourself exactly what your formula looks like for you and what those benefits look like in dollar form.
So we'll occasionally get questions from people where they say, hey, if it's growing approximately a linear amount of 8% between 62 and 70, and those are called DRCs, why delayed retirement credits? Why do they dump this number in the middle, FRA number, right? The 66 and 4 months, the 67. Why are they showing me an FRA number if it's just a linear progression anyways? And hopefully there's some people that are listening right now that are jumping out of their seats saying, I know the answer to that, I know, because we talked about this. It has to do with your earnings limitation. Right. So if you try to draw Social Security before your FRA, which again, for every American is between 66 and 67, you're limited on how much earned income you can collect outside of that. Now, again, that doesn't apply to like retirement account distributions or pension income. It's earned income. But that's the key. The reason they dump that number in the middle, the FRA, has to do with earnings limitations. If you're over the FRA, you could be double dipping. Right? Meaning drawing Social Security, getting all of your benefit, and earning as much as you want to outside of it and having no impact.
I think they call that a win-win situation right there.
Well, some people go, why would they ever limit me in the first place? Truth be told, I don't know why, but they do.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, their telephone number. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. By the way, we mentioned the age. Let's say I'm past age 70, haven't started collecting Social Security. Can I go back and say I want to start at my? Can you go back and say I wanted to start previously, or is it if you missed it, you missed it?
Malia, do you know? I think if you've missed it, you've missed it. You just start then at the future. So it's kind of interesting. The increases are not only based on the DRCs, the delayed retirement credits of 8%, but it's also that 35-year average, right? So some people, I did have one guy who said, I'm waiting because I'm earning more than I ever have at 71 years old, and so it's bringing up my calculation, which is true. You can still get increases on your Social Security after age 70, but it's not DRCs. It's actually just due to your average 35-year wage increase. By the way, again, I would suggest don't wait. Because remember, when you die, your spouse might get a benefit, but nobody else does. Yeah. So there's a reason they increase it. For those who are listening, they increase it by that dollar amount because you're getting closer to death as well. So just be careful with how long you wait.
I seriously doubt Social Security is going to send people a letter, though, and say, start collecting, because
right.
It just doesn't seem possible.
That does not. Great point, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything, by the way, for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Give them a call right now. Their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number coming up in the next next segment. We'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about qualifying for Social Security, some changes being made there as well. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information there, too, about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's an awesome snapshot. It's emailed to you once a week. Each Wednesday, it's in your inbox. A little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to this podcast each and every week. And again, it's a really, really cool feature that they have available. Just get to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also, hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later in the segment. We'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Talking this week with Malia and CJ about Social Security and the changes being made in this new year. And I've heard some stuff we mentioned a little bit earlier about the age rising. I've also heard about some of the qualifications, that there are changes there. What do people need to be aware of when it comes to some of the changes to qualifying for Social Security?
Yes, so qualifying for Social Security got incrementally a little bit harder. First of all, no, you're not automatically given Social Security as a U.S. citizen, believe it or not. In order to qualify, you have to earn 40 lifetime work credits, of which a maximum of 4 can be earned annually. So all that simply means is, we've talked about this before, 40 quarters, or i.e. 10 years, but you can earn up to 4 quarters or 4 credits in any given year. But in order to earn a credit, in 2017, at least, looking backwards, you were able to earn 1 credit for work for every $1,300 in earned income during a quarter. Therefore, it was about $5,200 per year, and then you would get 4 credits for that year. Well, in 2018, it'll now require $1,320 in earned income per quarter for a credit. So listen, it's $20 a quarter. I think this makes sense. They're giving inflationary increases. Mm-hmm. They're also inflating what requires to get a credit. Not a big deal in my eyes, but I guess if there's any callers who have questions on that, they could ask. But there you go. A little bit harder to qualify, not much.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Paul checks in. Paul, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, the question I had was, is there a maximum payout on Social Security? Like, if you live to 100, you start collecting at 70, 65, whatever. Is there... only goes so long, or how's that work?
Yeah, I think you're talking about life. Yeah, the answer to your question is no. No, you could live to age 200 and continue to collect Social Security as long as you're alive, and they'll continue to pay you, which actually, Paul, you're hitting on an important point here. This is part of the reason why Social Security is not well funded, because when they originally began it, people would start drawing at 66 and die at 71. Now they're drawing at 66, dying at 84. It's just running out of money because people are living longer. So no, there is no lifetime maximum if you live too long. That's one of the benefits of Social Security.
And by the same token, then, if you die 5 years after you start collecting,
you got it. You got it. Uh-huh. No, Paul, I hope people are listening. Paul is hitting on an important point here. Your health kind of matters as it pertains to the strategy around when you should draw. Said another way, if you're chronically ill at age 62 and not working, I don't care about DRCs. Pull it at 62. Right. And now, granted, there's some spousal offsets you need to be aware of there. But bottom line is, your health or your longevity or perceived longevity should impact your strategy around collecting. Great point, Paul.
Fantastic questions. Great point, Paul. Thank you so much for calling. And don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday right at 8 o'clock. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals. We'll put you on right at the out of the gate if you want to call in right away. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We touched on a little bit earlier, but as far as limiting how much income you can earn, what are just some of the things that people need to know if you're on Social Security and those income limits?
Yes, so we talked about earned income. If you make over a certain amount per year and you're already collecting Social Security, how are you impacted? So this has increased as well. So if you are collecting Social Security before your full retirement age, if you make more than $17,040 annually, dollar in benefits will be withheld for every $2 in earned income over that threshold of $17,040. So that did finally incrementally go up as well, just something to be aware of. And that's where a lot of the coaching comes into place when we're talking about when does it make sense for you to start collecting your Social Security? Do you already have a high-paying income? Is it worth keeping that income and waiting on the Social Security benefit so you're not getting docked, so to speak? That's how it feels, at least, on your benefit. So those are a lot of things to take into consideration. CJ mentioned health. Where you're at with your partner, who's working, who's not, as far as the cash flow goes, and does it make sense to wait or start it sooner than expected?
And real quick, before we do the Kloss quiz question of the week, David checks in. David, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my question.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who works for the Postal Service, and they were saying their benefit will be reduced because their federal employees or something was cut.
Yep.
Do you guys know anything about that?
Yes. So if you're if you work for a municipality or the federal government in some way, in many circumstances, they're not contributing to the Social Security system. Okay. So that's the key here. If certain types of employees are contributing to a separate pension system in lieu of contributing to the Social Security system. So it can be where Social Security websites and systems can't interpret that. And so it can feel when they log in, it might show a number, but then when they go to do the actual calculation, they get a reduced benefit. And it's actually because those wages weren't Social Security taxed or withheld for. So it feels to some people like a bait and switch, like, whoa, I'm not getting money I was entitled to. It's actually not. It's actually, no, you didn't do the 6.5% or 13% payment to Social Security in the first place. That's why you have the government pension. So there's an offset that has to occur, right? Social Security comes down in lieu of the fact that you're contributing to a separate system. So that's what they're talking about, David. So this is good for people to know. If you're out there and you're a municipal worker and you're not seeing a Social Security deduction on your paycheck, you need to check with your financial advisor or start doing projections differently than somebody else might.
Very fascinating. David, thank you so much for the call. Great question there. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Here's how it works. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, again, a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When Social Security computes your benefits, how many years of earnings do they use in their calculation? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Don't forget also, that's the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number 442-5637. And online at klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.
Thanks.
See you, Malia. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.